KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports here on KJAN. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN Sports, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center, located at Midwest Health Center.
We all want to try and stay healthy and active, but sometimes we have injuries that slow us down. At Southwest Foot and Ankle Center, they can help get us back on pace for a healthy life. Dr. Andrew Stanislav, a board-certified podiatrist, can help with sprains, heel pains, injury, and more. Southwest Foot and Ankle Center, your foot care specialist. Choose from these locations, in Atlantic at Midwest Health Center, or just east of the square in Red Oak. Give them a call today at 800-334-5516.
In the latest in the sports here this morning, high school football season got started last night as the AHSTW Vikings traveled to Audubon to face the Wheelers in the third annual Channel Seed Ag Bowl. It was a back-and-forth tight ball game with all of the lead changes coming in the fourth quarter. Matthew Smith-Peterson scored from 15 yards out late in the fourth quarter, and the Wheelers hung on for a 26-21 win. In a couple of other games in Class 4A last night, it was Cedar Rapids Kennedy 34-31 over Iowa City West, and Davenport West beat Davenport North 16-14 in non-district play to get the season started. Full slate of games is on tap tonight, as we'll have an eight-man contest for you here on the radio, as myself and Seth Christensen will be along to bring you the broadcast as Nishnabotna travels to take on Exira EHK. Spartans at home, and we'll be up there in Exira to bring you the game this evening. 6:30 pregame. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock, and we'll get our coverage starting in the evening with our 6 o'clock Who's Going to Win a weekly high school pick'em show as well. So join us for that later on here tonight. Other games that are on the slate include Atlantic's home contest. They'll be at home to take on Clarinda. You can hear from Atlantic head coach Eric Waldstein later on here this afternoon at 4:45 on our Trojan Preview program. That's a Class 3A District 8 section there for Atlantic. Of course, they're playing a 2A school there in Clarinda tonight. A game also being played in Class 3A includes Harlan hosting Denison. Norwalk hosts Creston tonight. Red Oak is home to face Glenwood. Dallas Center Grimes is at Carlisle. Winterset is at Oskaloosa, and ADM is at Perry. In Class 2A, Riverside will be at Shenandoah. Carroll is at Kemper Catholic. IKM Manning is at Esack County. Northwest Webster at Southeast Valley. It'll be a West Central Valley at Des Moines Christian. In Class 1A, District 1 teams that'll be in play. It'll be Old Port Arthur, Battle Creek, Ida Grove at Cherokee, Logan Magnolia at Missouri Valley, Trainers at Lawton Bronson, Tri-Center at Underwood, and Westwood is at West Monona. In Class A play, it'll be Griswold at Bedford tonight. St. Albert is at Thomas Jefferson, Maple Valley at Alta Aurelia, and also in some Class A teams on the field, Southwest Valley is at Clarinda Academy, Pleasantville at Colfax Mingo, Martinsdale St. Mary's is at Woodward Granger, Nottoway Valley is at Central Decatur, Southeast Warren at Cardinal, it'll be Woodward Academy at Earlham, and Albia at Mount Air. In eight-man play, Boyer Valley will be at East Mills, River Valley at MMC, Newell Fonda is at West Bend Mallard, Remsen St. Mary's at Arweva, West Harrison's at Sydney, Clay Central Everly will be at Kingsley Pearson, and Woodbine is at Fremont Mills. Also in eight-man play, Cam is at Adair Casey tonight, Coon Rapids Bayard at Lorenz Marathon, Glidden Ralston at Remsen Union, it'll be Guthrie Center at Stanton, Mormon Trail is at Murray, Wayne is at Ankeny Christian, and East Union is at Lennox. And Lamoni also will be at Essex later on here tonight in eight-man action. That's a look at the slate for tonight's play. Once again, our pregame will start at 6:30 with a kickoff at 7 o'clock, and coverage of the night begins at 6 o'clock with our Who's Gonna Win program. We'll have that Nishnabotna at Exira EHK game for you. In Major League Baseball, Brandon Moss hit his first two home runs with St. Louis, and Tony Cruz hit his first of the season, leading the Cardinals to a 5-3 win over the Arizona Diamondbacks last night to complete a four-game sweep. It was the Cardinals' fifth straight win overall, and they finished 7-0 against the Diamondbacks this season. Moss's tie-breaking two-run shot in the fifth inning off of starter Ruby De La Rosa put the Cardinals ahead 5-3. Carlos Martinez earned the win with six innings and a four-hit ball, allowing three runs and striking out six with two walks. Trevor Rosenthal got the last three outs for his 41st save. Also in Major League Baseball action, Gerrit Cole snapped the longest winless drought of his career. Pedro Alvarez homered, and the Pittsburgh Pirates nipped the Miami Marlins 2-1. The Pirates are 45-22 all-time. When Cole takes the mound, Cole hadn't gotten the win in any of his previous five starts. Daniel Murphy's two-run opposite field double keyed a four-run uprising in the 13th inning as the New York Mets rallied from a 5-0 first-inning deficit to beat the Phillies 9-5. Ryan Zimmerman and Jason Wirth homered as the Washington Nationals doubled up San Diego 4-2. Zach Greinke continued his overpowering pitching, scattering four hits over seven innings in the Dodgers' 1-0 win over Cincinnati. San Francisco rookie Kelly Tomlinson hit a grand slam for his first career home run, and Marlon Byrd added a three-run shot in helping Madison Bumgarner and the Giants beat the Cubs 9-1. Also, Tampa Bay edged Minnesota 5-4 to end the Twins' six-game winning streak. Matt Schumacher pitched one-hit ball in the eighth inning into the eighth inning to allow the Angels a 2-0 win over Detroit. Giovanni Gallardo pitched 5 1/3 innings for his 100th career win as the Rangers topped Toronto 4-1. Yordano Ventura struck out a career-high 11 in just six innings. Paulo Orlando homered, and the Kansas City Royals hung on to beat the struggling Baltimore Orioles 5-3. And the White Sox doubled up Seattle 4-2. The playoff-contending Chicago Cubs acquired struggling reliever Fernando Rodney from the Seattle Mariners for cash, reuniting the exuberant closer with manager Joe Maddon. The 38-year-old Rodney had been designated for assignment by Seattle on Sunday. Rodney was 5-5 and had gone 16-for-22 in save chances this season. The right-hander had a 5.68 ERA in 54 games. An arbitrator has ruled against Barry Bonds in a collusion case stemming from his final season in the majors. Major League Baseball was informed this week that arbitrator Frederick Horowitz had ruled in its favor. Bonds had sought compensation after no teams would take him following his final season with San Francisco. Bonds hit .276 with a .480 on-base average and 28 home runs and 340 at-bats for the Giants in 2007. The career home runs leader with 762, Bonds turned 43 during his last season. He later offered to play for the minimum major league salary, but got no offers. And Bubba Watson is tied with Spencer Levin, Tony Finau, and Camilo Villegas for the lead after the first round of the Barclays. Watson reeled off seven birdies in his 5-under-65. Jordan Spieth got off to a rough start in his first tournament of the FedEx Cup playoffs. The Masters and U.S. Open winner posted a 74 for his worst round in 3 months. And Brittany Lang has the first round lead at the LPGA's Yokohama Tire Classic. She shot a 7-under-65 that featured nine birdies. That's good for a two-shot lead over Tiffany Joe, Sydney Michaels, and Ryan O'Toole. Let's look at the latest sports here this hour here on KJN, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 1-800-336-5526. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.